This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Isn't God utterly amazing? Don't you think? When you think about Almighty God, don't you wonder at what He has done for us, what He continues to do for us? There are those who give God a shopping list and say, Lord, I need a job. Lord, I need to be healed. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, I need the other. And then there are some who just say, thank you, Jesus, for what you continue to do in my life. Thank you, Lord, that you are allowing me to go through a trial so that I can come out the other side much stronger. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing in my life. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me, a mortal sinner. Oh, yes. And then there are those who take no notice of God at all. They call themselves followers, but they take no notice really of God. They just continue with their lives. And God would look at those people and say, oh boy, if only you would turn to me. If only you would see what I have for you. If only. If only. This series is called God Accepting Me. And right now, we're at part 49. And we're looking at Romans, the 8th chapter. And last time we looked at verse 5, which said this: those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Paul continues in verse 6, he says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. I'm not making this up. Paul's very clear on this. And to be honest, I absolutely love the writings of Paul because it's always on point. It's always powerful. It's always bang on. And I want to thank God that all those years ago, he turned Saul's life round, meeting him on the road to Damascus, shining his light upon Saul, who became Paul, and showing him the way, showing him the truth, and showing him the life. And Paul's life was radically changed. He was blinded for 3 days. But then, oh, but then, you see what happens. 3 missionary tours, visiting places right across the Middle East. And this letter that we're looking at is the letter that was written to the Roman church. And Paul says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. It's a statement. It's a warning. It's an amber flashing light. Listen to what I'm telling you, says Paul. Listen to me, because this is important. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Now let's look. In verse 5, it says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. In other words, if you're letting your sinful nature control your mind, you are dominated, as Paul says. You are dominated by that sinful nature. In other words, you can't stop. You don't want to stop. You want to continue down that road, but you know it's wrong. And then Paul says this, but letting your spirit control your life, control your mind, leads to life, leads to peace. Tell me, how often do you sense peace? How often do you sense the peace of Almighty God? Because I'll tell you this, whilst you're listening to me, I know you are sensing His peace. I know that you are feeling the peace of Almighty God right now. I know it. I don't even need to think about it, but you are feeling that peace. Perhaps just before you were feeling anxious or angry or sad or frustrated, but right now, as you're listening to my voice, you are feeling peace. And that is because the Holy Spirit is speaking into your heart. That is because the Holy Spirit is trying so very hard to control your mind. I said this on the other program in Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2. Paul says, but let God control the way you think. But let God. Now, by virtue of him saying, but let God, it means that you have to give God permission. God's not going to just take over. He won't just take over your mind. He won't allow his spirit to control your mind and your heart and your very being and your sinful nature. He won't do it because he hasn't been given permission. God is a gentleman. He's given us free will. And when we want God to control our minds and our sinful nature, then what we've got to do is hand over that control. We've got to say to Almighty God, now, Lord, you have control. I give you control. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like not having the key to your front door. And you want that key. You want to be able to get into your house anytime you want, and you don't have that key. And someone hands you the key and says to you, well, okay, I'll give you the key, but when you go in there, you're going to make a mess of that house, and you know you are. In turn, what I want to do is hand the key to the house of my body, the house of my brain, the house of my heart. I want to hand that key over to Almighty God and say to him, Lord, you have control. You can go in there and you can do whatever you want to do. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I give you the key to my heart and my mind and my body and my senses. I give you the key to my health, my welfare. Lord, I give you the key to every part of my life. In Jesus' name. That's giving God control. It's time, beloved. The reason it's time is because time is so short. The reason it's time is because when God is control, it goes the way God wants it to go, not the way we want it to go. It's time, because we can live our lives in complete peace and love and joy, because we've given him control. How would it be if you were feeling the peace that you're feeling right now on a permanent basis? Always feeling this peace, never getting angry, never getting frustrated, understanding that everything that is happening because God wants it to happen. Listen, something happened to me a couple of months ago, and I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. God did something that I didn't realize God had done. And I didn't like what was happening. And I said to Almighty God, "This isn't right, Lord. I don't like this at all." And the Lord told me very clearly, "David, let it go. This is my will." And then it was fine. Then it was perfect. And my response was and is, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord." Sometimes, on the face of it, we don't like what God is doing, but he is in control. If you have given him control, he is in control. And he lets you know in that still small voice, "This is my will." And then it's perfect. And then the peace is there. Beloved, let's ask God now to have complete control. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, take the key to my life. You now have the key. Father, you now have control. Take that control, Lord, and do whatever you need to do with me. And I will follow you forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God accepting me. God accepting you. Father, I pray for your peace to remain with your beloved children who are listening to this broadcast, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you have given control to the Lord and you've said that prayer with me, write to me now as quickly as you can. studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, "I have given him control." Amen and amen.